We generally do not conduct our lives like a lemonade stand. When we walk into a store, the only thing we have in mind is from our own perspective. If we need the product, if we want the product, if we can use the product, we rarely think about the seller's perspective, whether or not it will benefit him or her to make the purchase. But sometimes we do. Torah describes the Jews in this week's parsha at the end of almost 40 years of wandering through the desert, arriving at the edge of the land of Edom. And Moshe sends a message to the king of Edom asking for permission for the Jews to traverse through the land. And Rashi explains that part of his request, including the following generous offer. "We have our own food, our own drink," Moshe said. "The man falls from the heavens, the well travels with us miraculously, providing us with water. We don't need anything from you. But the entire time that we're in your land, we'll buy and purchase those provisions from you. Not because we need it, but because it's to your benefit." And from here the sages derive, as Rashi quotes, that any traveler should purchase his provision from his host, even if he came with his own, but because it's to his host's benefit. And it's common courtesy to do such a thing, even though you don't need it yourself. When we stop the car in front of a lemonade stand, and we're not thirsty, and we don't like lemonade, and we're in a rush, we do so because we know that when we hand that dollar to the child, the joy, the excitement, the pleasure it brings to that child, the smile on that child's face is worth far more than the dollar is worth to us. And we invest the time because we know what it does for the child. Our children are not selling lemonade, but the model of a lemonade stand exists more often than we think. Our children very often around the house will offer to help. Sometimes we need the help and we accept it willingly and acknowledge and thank them for it. Many of the times, however, when they offer to help, we don't really need the help. Not only do we not need the help, but we don't even want it. Because we know that we can do whatever task they're offering far quicker, far more efficient, with less of a mess, and do it the way that we want it. And we're tempted to say, "No thanks." Lemonade stand. Sometimes we take it because they need it, not because we need it. And we invest in whatever it is that they're offering, although it might not be the way we want it, and it might not be as quick as we would like it to be done, because it's to the child's benefit that when they offer to help, we accept their offer. A child who offers to help just a few times and is rejected each time will very soon stop offering to help. But a child whose help is accepted, who's made to feel appreciated, that we understand what they're giving and we make them feel good about what they're offering and contributing, will continue to offer, will continue to contribute, and will continue to develop in a positive way in which they think about giving. They think about being selfless. And that's our investment in the lemonade stand to our children. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.